In the face of all the debates and prohibitions on images, Islamic calligraphy evolved to redefine what an image of God could be. No single religion has ever managed completely to resolve the tension between word and image. But there are some moments when it might just seem possible. These wonderfully appealing images were made over 500 years ago, and they're from the pages of a Jewish Bible. What's so remarkable is that they dance around a text that is dense with warnings about idols and images, and yet they flout them in the most charming and beautiful way. I've got this extraordinary book open on the page of the second commandment, the one that prohibits idols. Now, there have been centuries of debate and disagreement about what that prohibition actually meant. But in this case, unless there's an appallingly flagrant contradiction going on, it is not taken to forbid a quite extravagant set of images. And even on the same opening as the second commandment, you get these two little chaps, little big bombs there. And throughout the book, you find really lavish pictures. And here is a full page of the menorah. And there are other lovely narrative scenes, like Jonah and his encounter with the whale. But what makes the Bible so precious is that it's a testament to a brief but extraordinary moment in Spanish history when Muslim, Christian, and Jewish traditions came together in a really productive and imaginative way.